Hey guys. Hey, good evening. Can somebody let me know if you can hear me, please? I would appreciate it. As everyone comes in, be sure and mark your box. Hey, thank you. Else, 327. You can hear me fine. Rebecca, wondering if that's a Rebecca I know. Let's see. Yes, you can hear me. Great. Thank you. Get my wires straight here. Hey, Stephanie. Jessica, Kim. Oh, you know I just want to hang out in the chat. Okay. So as you guys are coming in, Susan hears me in Vermont. I'm going to pull up a few announcements and make sure I cover them. So, this is Doable Holiday Planning with Coach Judith. I'm Coach Judith. I have been a member of NoBS, formerly PMP, since 2017. And I am more than honored to be here with you all tonight and talk about the holidays. I'm going to put a link in the chat to let you guys know. Here's the link to the Handling the Holidays, what we're doing. And then the worksheet we're going to be working on tonight, I'm going to put that link on. Maybe we'll just kind of touch on it, depending on what you guys want to be coached on. Well, it needs to be around planning. So let's start there. If you want to go ahead and raise your hand, if you know that you would like to be coached on something around planning. Okay, I think I've got the links in. And so I want to let you know that January Virtual Camp, you can still register for that. I am a huge fan of camps. You might get tired of hearing me say this, but I've been to all of them, like the live ones. I love connecting with people. I love learning. Corinne always brings the heat. So just know that that's still available to you. Registration, I put the link in the, yay, Lori, I can't wait for camp either. Well, that's available to you. And we're going to talk too about calls coming up this week. We have Wednesday, we have a live with Corinne, a NoBS Q&A in the Facebook group. Thursday night, starting at 5 Central, we'll have Coach MJ with office hours. And on Saturday, the 21st of November at 9 Central, Corinne will be coaching on binging and overeating. So, again, if you know you'd like to be coached, please go ahead and raise your hand and get that in the box while I'm still putting myself together here. Attendees, super excited, y'all are getting ready to see Pam Gilbert. I'm getting myself together, y'all. In fact, the first camp I ever went to, I met Pam Gilbert, and I have not seen her since then, not in person anyway. So I'm getting my space together for you, Pam, but I'm super excited to see you. And then we have Susan after that, just to let you know. So Pam, I'm going to bring you on up as soon as I'm promoting you to panelist. Pam, can you see me? Pam, did you mean to get coached? Hey, Pam. There you are.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Did you mean to raise your hand?
I did. I meant to raise my hand.
Okay. I want to make sure I'm like, oh, you're so sweet. You'd probably be like, Judith, I just wanted to say, hey, it's okay. So, but anyway, I was telling everyone where we first met.
Yes, at camp.
been a few years.
One of the best experiences of my life. And this is my first time being coached live, believe it or not.
Okay.
So it's a little overwhelming, but it's just can't tell you how many planners I have printed and how many times I've attempted to plan, and I'm just struggling to plan and stick with it.
Okay. So what's the struggle? Are you making doable plans?
I do think that that's the issue. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure some days, you know, what I want for the day, because there's six of us in the house, so seven up until yesterday, and everybody eats a little differently, and I cook for everybody. Mm-hmm. And so I may start out with one thing in mind, but then I'll cook something that somebody else is having, and it may not be, if you look at my good, better, best choices, it may not be the best choice, but then I decide at the last minute that I want that. And instead of saving some or waiting for tomorrow, then I always seem to give in and just have it today.
Okay. Before I coach you, is there any way you can get a little light on you?
Yes.
I did see in the where people are saying it's really dark.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's see.
There you are. Oh,
hey.
Yeah. Hey.
Is that better?
It is. So, let me ask you this. Why do we make a plan?
Well, we make the plan so that we can hopefully stay on it and not just eat anything. Yeah, and most days I do find myself. I generally stay on plan for breakfast, and then most days I'm on plan for lunch, and it's downhill from there.
Okay. Okay, we're not going to talk. It's not going to be downhill from now on, okay?
Okay, yes.
We'll take it one meal at a time.
Yes.
All right. We make a plan with our conscious brain, right? So we have our habit brain, which is the brain that just wants what it wants. And it's the brain that is used to getting what it wants. And it can be the subtle cues, you know, I just want it, I deserve it. Well, I really want what I'm cooking for so-and-so, it'll be okay. Do you know your pattern thinking when you make those decisions?
Yeah, I do. And I know it in the moment when I'm making it this morning. I try a lot of self-talk to try and make sure that when I'm writing my plan that it's realistic. Okay. I'm just really not used to saying no to myself and feeling uncomfortable.
Okay. So when you say no to yourself, you feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
And what does
uncomfortable mean?
What's that?
Stressed even.
Sometimes it feels stressful.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what are you thinking that's causing you to feel stress when you're making your plan and you decide to eat off plan? Am I understanding that right? When you decide to eat off plan, you feel stressed?
Sometimes, yes.
Or when you say no, when I say no to myself, I feel stressed.
And I don't know if stress is the right word to use. Okay. I make my plan, and I generally, in the mornings, I'll feel confident about my breakfast and my lunch because I'm accustomed to staying on plan for breakfast and lunch.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, I do start to feel stressed because I feel like I'm thinking about food all day.
Mm-hmm.
And I find myself, I have a note on the refrigerator telling me to walk the other way, that I'm eating out of boredom or stress or just habit. And lately, because I have that there, then I walk away. But the norm is that I'll give in and I'll eat. And I generally, if I try to stop myself, then I do feel stressed because it stays on my mind. It's just like this thing that's repeating. And I find myself getting up two or three times and I have to kind of have some self-talk to just make myself stay away from the fridge.
So is this eating when we're hungry or is this boredom eating?
This is boredom eating.
Boredom and some other feeling we're trying to create.
Yes.
Or avoid.
Maybe a little stress too. And not necessarily stress over the food, just stress of maybe some things that are, I'm homeschooling three. Okay. And I should be working, but I'm not. And so I do have that in the back of my mind. So there's some stress around that. Mm-hmm. But I really can't because I do have to give so much of myself to homeschooling and to my son. And so that gets to be a little bit stressful. And I think because of that, I just jump up and I look for food. And sometimes if I'm mindful, I'll think about it before I get to the fridge and I'll just turn around and sit back down.
That's so good.
Lately, that's not what I've been doing. I've been like giving in to the urge.
Okay. Lots of good things happening here. I hear lots of things. So it's not when you say no to yourself that causes you stress. It's okay. When you're feeling stressed because you're working with your son, and that's so stressed is your trigger that sends you on the urge, right? So what is that feeling? Does it feel urgent? Is that what gets you to the refrigerator?
Yeah, I guess so. It's just this repetitive nagging that stays with me. Just like a strong desire to eat or chew something. And it doesn't remove the stress. If it's stress indeed or just boredom, whatever it doesn't remove that because it can literally be minutes later and I'm up again.
Okay. So an urge would feel urgent, and an urge could be triggered because somewhere along the line, you've conditioned the response. The brain works for a reward, right? So the reward it wants is food. And in other times you felt stressed and you've gone to the refrigerator and rewarded the brain with food. And then, so this is just a loop that just wants to play out over and over in your day. So the more stress you feel, then the urge can come back and it can just keep overlapping. Does that sound like
that
what you're
saying? Completely. Oh, yes. That's okay. That's exactly what it is. But I don't know what to do. Like if I sit in that feeling of discomfort, I know that it's supposed to leave eventually. It feels like it doesn't. It just feels like it completely controls my thoughts at that point.
Okay. So that's good to know too, because what I hear in that is when we have any feeling, right? You know, like me and anxiety. If I try to resist my anxiety, if I don't allow it space to be present with me, if I fight it, it prolongs it and it actually grows it.
Yes.
So when you're feeling stressed and then you have an urge on top of that, if you come from a place of avoiding it, trying to like not think about it or divert my attention over here, or a place of resistance, right? So resistance is like holding a beach ball underwater.
Yes.
When we hold a beach ball, what happens eventually when our arms get tired?
It's kind of,
So when you can allow space for the urge, like not resisting it, I want you to know this, Pam. Urges will complete 100% of the time, whether you give in to the urge or not.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does.
With that 90%.
I don't know what that means for me, though. Does that mean that I give into it or that I maybe give into it on a small scale or just not give into it at all?
I am so glad you're asking this question. You just keep asking and I will keep telling. Here's what I want you to know. When you have an urge, and if you can just learn to tap in, say, okay, I notice I'm feeling like I'm having an urge. And I know I sound kind of zen and, you know, relaxed, but you can do this while you're sitting there with your son. You could go to the restroom, you know, if you needed to step away and say, okay, I notice I'm feeling an urge. And an urge feels like this in my body, right? You're going to have some feelings. It might be in your stomach. It could be an agitation, an irritation. Each one of us feels something a little different. And so you can allow yourself, you know, there might be some taking a deep breath or two. Okay, so I'm going to allow space for this urge to be present in my body. And an urge feels urgent. It's going to make me feel like I need to do something. Go to the refrigerator, get a reward. But I know that I'm feeling this urge because I'm feeling stressed. And so this is kind of a two-part issue for you to unfold is, one, what's causing the stress, thoughts around homeschooling your son? Right? I see this. Yes. Got me on. Okay, so you have thoughts around homeschooling your son that are causing.
Let me close the door.
Sure.
Okay. He's disabled. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of challenges that come with it. And more on the behavior side. And so I feel like I'm addressing behaviors 5.5 of the 6 hours that we work together. Mm-hmm. And it's just one after another after another. And even if I handle it in a calm and patient way, I don't feel very calm. I just feel agitated. And so that's a large part of where my stress is coming from.
Yeah. I just want to celebrate what you're doing right there, that you are showing up for him in a calm, compassionate way. And let you know that is winning. Like he may not be aware of your feelings and that you are doing the best you can.
I am. Yeah.
And so what would it be like to extend some of that same compassion to yourself, to saying, you know, this is challenging. I'm going to allow my space. Again, allowing the feeling. Of course, this is challenging. I've been addressing his behaviors for 6 hours today. I'm tired. I'm agitated. This is causing the feeling of stress. Like the more you can name the feeling you're feeling, notice, be open to it, and witness it. Right? When Corinne talks about in no BS and feeling the feelings, the now process. Notice, be open. You know, I notice I'm feeling agitated.
Yes.
I'm open to allowing this. I'm going to allow some space for this. Whatever that feels like. I mean, you might be able to sit there next to your son and be like, "Whoo, I'm just allowing some space for some for some stress right now because this is a very kind and compassionate thing to do for yourself, because feelings come from our thinking, right? And when our body wants to release this energy. And if we allow the space for this energy, this chemical cocktail, right? So the stress is a chemical cocktail. Allow some space. Allow yourself to know that when you feel stressed, I have urges. And have a plan. Okay, so a plan we're going to make with our conscious brain. Because what happens here, urges and these agitation feelings are coming from your habit brain. That's the one that gets you to the refrigerator.
Yes.
So, what did you have yesterday on your plan? Like, what did you actually eat? I don't want to know what you had on.
First, I had my daughter cut potatoes so that I could make potatoes for the family.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so ashamed to say that I ate all the potatoes. That's it. I had an acai bowl for breakfast. That's what I put on my plan. That's what I had.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had tofu scramble for lunch. That's what I put on my plan. That's what I had.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a few hours after that, I had the potatoes. And because I felt so bad about eating all the potatoes, that's what I ate. I didn't eat anything else. I did have an urge and I just went to bed. And it was for chips. I may have really been hungry. I don't really remember at this point, just because I didn't have a proper meal. But I didn't. I didn't give in to the urge. I actually just went to bed.
Okay.
But that was it.
Okay. And how many, you know, just the facts, like what would you say was based from the urge eating? Like there was the planned food, but what wasn't?
The potatoes.
The potatoes.
Because I had a meal planned. And generally for my dinner, I put MLS, which is a meat-like substance, because I don't, for the most part, I won't eat any meat. I'll eat seafood or I'll eat tofu or black bean burger. And so I put MLS, and maybe because I don't commit to what I'm going to eat exactly, I do leave that open. And then I put vegetable and potato. I almost always will have a potato because it's one of my favorite things to eat, but probably one of the things that I should maybe stay away from until I can eat it a little bit more responsibly.
Okay. So for your doable plan for tomorrow, is it going to look something like what you ate yesterday and or today?
Yes. For breakfast, I pretty much eat an acai bowl or oatmeal almost every morning.
Okay. So we'll make a plan, and I'm going to ask you, I'm actually going to pull from the doable event planning worksheet.
Okay.
Because let's think about your day tomorrow. What things could be challenging for you tomorrow to stay on plan for thinking ahead?
Tomorrow's Tuesday. Not a lot. We have a meeting with my kids' school tomorrow, so sometimes that changes. We have generally have dinner together at the same time, and so that may maybe change what I eat or what I want, because if I don't eat with them, then sometimes I am prone to just grab something else.
Okay. Do you work with your son tomorrow? Will you
I
be
do.
Like in 5 hours? Okay. So this is what I'm thinking. It's how you manage your mind around your son tomorrow. So you're going to have some challenging thoughts, like, what is it you say? What goes on in your head that you're thinking when you're working with, he's so challenging. These are so many behavior problems or issues.
I can tell when a behavior is coming and when I'm going to need to redirect it. And there was a time it didn't bother me. I'd redirect it and we would just move on. But it's so many, just so much. I can feel it coming on, and I feel the stress instantly.
Okay.
So usually if I say something to him, and then minutes later, it's his reaction. And I just kind of play off of his reaction.
Okay.
And if that's what you're asking me.
Yep. So what I'm wondering is what a latter thought for you tomorrow when you're working with your son and you're going to be with him for 5 or 6 hours, how you can manage your mind. One, I notice I'm thinking he is behaving a certain way, or I notice I'm feeling stressed.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I notice that I'm feeling or that, he's behaving a certain way, and so that's causing me to feel stressed.
Because you're thinking, you're watching his behavior, and you have a thought. So we're just going to identify your feeling, less about him. Son gets to do what he wants to do. We're going to manage Pam's mind. So Pam.
And is this how I want to feel, or how I would probably be feeling had we not been having this discussion?
What we're going to do is
how I want.
We're gonna take how you normally think.
Okay.
Give you a latter thought tomorrow. It's not gonna be pie in the sky.
Okay.
Right? We're just gonna try, it's like a little baby step or like rungs in the ladder, just to help you, one, identify the feeling, and two, acknowledge that you're feeling this way because you're thinking he should be sitting down, or I can't remember exactly what all you said, because you're thinking it should be different. You're thinking this is so hard.
Yes. Okay. So I'll acknowledge the behavior and say that I notice that I'm feeling stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And that
it's because I'm thinking. I feel stressed because I'm thinking he should be behaving differently.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. and that he should be engaged in his lesson and not screaming.
Yep.
Or engaged in his lesson and not misbehaving.
And when he does that, you direct, right? You redirect.
Yes.
And that's what you're going to do for yourself as well. You're going to redirect your thoughts. I'm feeling stressed because I'm thinking he should be behaving differently. But the reality is he's behaving this way. I'm just going to keep redirecting my thoughts. I'm going to keep redirecting him back to work. My job, my role today is to extend kindness and compassion to my son. And I'm going to extend kindness and compassion to myself.
Okay.
You can make your doable plan.
Okay.
And the doable plan is one that you feel pretty darn confident that you can stick to.
Okay.
And
but it's still all about, am I saying what I'm going to do as it relates to food? I guess that's where I'm.
Okay. So I was going to send you. So Corinne has, in No BS, have you done No BS yet? Have you seen the urges work?
I started. I haven't completed it. I'm doing it now.
Okay. So there are worksheets for planning for urges. You could do planning for an urge, or you could do a successful urge would be after you successfully navigate an urge.
Okay.
I'm looking up right now. There are four stages to being successful with urges. And just know that we don't start out 100% of the time knocking them out. We draw awareness to them.
Okay.
We get to a point where we're about 50-50. And the final stage is like 100%, right? Okay. Where we obey. But we're always, you know. Okay. So here we go. I would like for you, or I suggest for you, Module 3. There is the habit food cycle, deconditioning urges. So this is 5, 6, and 7. These are short units. You can listen to them over and over.
Okay.
Nothing has gone wrong here. Your brain is doing exactly what it's conditioned to do.
Okay.
But when you allow the space to be there and allow the urge, about 96, and the more stress that you keep feeling because of your thinking, the urges can keep triggering one after another.
Okay.
That's why it feels like it lasts a long time.
It does.
Yeah. And when we're tired.
Yes.
All the things on board.
Yes.
You can find me in the Facebook group. Tag me and let me know how you're doing. And message me.
I promise.
You've got this.
Okay.
You're doing great things. Compassionate, just like you are for your son. I want you to be for yourself.
I will.
This is, you know, if he was having a meltdown, how would you talk to him?
Yes.
Yeah. It's exactly how you need to talk to yourself. Calmly, compassionately. Of course, I'm feeling an urge, and that's okay. I can choose to give in to the urge or not. I'm going to choose with my conscious brain. My body may draw me in there, but I can still say no. Or I can. It's still a choice. It's yes or no. It's my decision.
Okay.
You're not a victim to this. You're figuring it out.
Yes. Okay. I got it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Take care.
Okay, you too, Judith. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, y'all. Urges work so good. Okay. I don't know if this was in order. Linda, you are next. I'm going to call you up, promote you to plan. Again, y'all, around planning, holiday planning, promote to plant panelist. Hello. Hey, Linda. I can't see you yet.
Yeah, my video is off. I'm trying to figure out how to turn that up. There we go.
There you are. Hey.
Here I am.
Hey, it's good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Oh, what are we coaching on tonight? Around planning.
Yes, around planning for the holidays. I think the hardest part right now for me is that I just started. I haven't been doing this for very long. And I am having an issue where I'm already lamenting the fact that I can't pig out on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So.
Can you not pig out on Thanksgiving? Can you not pig out on Thanksgiving?
Well, I guess I could, but because I'm trying to work the doable plan, I'm hoping to eat just within my hunger full cycle.
Okay, so you're choosing to work on your doable hunger scale.
Yes.
Okay. Just, it's a small twist in words, but super powerful in how we get our results.
I see.
This is a choice. You get to choose. I mean, you could pig out. But you're choosing not to. Why are you choosing not to? Because you have goals.
Because I have goals, yes.
Okay.
And I want to lose weight. Okay. Yes.
So tell me what's coming up on your holiday, on your Thanksgiving plan.
I'm planning on staying home because of the whole COVID thing. So it's just my husband and I. We're not doing anything. So we're going to make a traditional dinner. The turkey, the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, and green bean casserole.
Okay.
I usually make extra things like squash and blah, 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 but I don't. I said, nope, we'll keep it simple, keep it down to just the basics, and then I don't feel like I have to load my plate with everything.
Okay. Why would you feel like you had to load your plate with everything? Is that what you normally?
Yes, normally that's what I would do. I would have to have everything, and I would have piles of it until I can't eat anymore.
Okay. Have you done the worksheet on the doable holiday planning event sheet?
No. I'm still getting through the basic no BS.
All right. So, you know, this is the handling the holidays. We have a special worksheet. Just has a few more questions in it to help you dig a little deeper, but here's what I'm going to offer you. I want you to do a TDL, right? And you know what that is, right?
I just heard it yesterday. Okay. But download?
Yes.
Okay.
So basically, it's going to be what we're talking about right here. You could. Okay. Why are you lamenting? Okay. And just put all those thoughts down about why you're lamenting. And then I want you to, like, your brain to look at it and say, and why is this a problem? Right? So why is it a problem that you're lamenting? Why are you choosing to feel like you need to lament?
I feel like I'm missing out.
Missing out on what?
On enjoying the holiday, enjoying Thanksgiving, because that was my whole life and whole family. It was enjoying things around food.
And so what can you tell yourself? Something new for this year. You know what? I can't remember the sentence you said, because you're missing out. This year, I'm just thinking I'm going to miss out, but I'm really not missing out on anything. I am choosing my goals. Your brain, your habit brain is in this loop, and it sees all the negative. It sees, you know, oh my gosh, there's going to be so much food. I'm going to want this food. It's going to taste so good. What am I going to do? I'm going to need a plan. What I want you doing is, like, I want you to do a TDL again.
Okay.
Back. And I want you to write down all these things that you think you want.
Okay.
And then I want you to challenge those thoughts and show your brain how these thoughts create these feelings. But what you really want more is this. So the best case scenario with your goal in mind, what do you see on your plate on Thanksgiving?
With my goal in mind, I would want a normal amount or small amount of each of the foods, of the turkey, the mashed potatoes with the gravy, and the stuffing, and the green bean casserole, and eating only until I'm full.
Okay. So you're going to put some food on your plate. I mean, here's the facts. And you can choose to put any of those foods. Now, the word normal, like what you consider normal and what I consider normal, completely different, right? But just being aware of how you're speaking, you can put these foods on your plate because you choose to, and you can choose to eat them to a plus two until you're satisfied.
Right.
I love the cattail.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh, I love it. So, have you done any planning? Like,
written Thanksgiving? Yep. No, not yet. I have been avoiding it, but I did listen to a podcast today in my car on my way home from work. And it was the replay of Corinne's the other day.
Yeah.
And they had mentioned about you can turn your pages if you're concerned about that and start your planning now. Write down the good thoughts that you want to have on Thanksgiving on that day. Sure. And then continue on with the holiday. And I thought, that sounds like it's doable for me.
Yeah. So like, so for the others who didn't hear that, Corinne's call, what she was suggesting with Lisa Smith, the parenting coach that's on Tuesday nights, is to predate the calendar and have a thought that you want to work on for every day and show your brain how this, one, you can show your brain how it's not a problem, how putting food on your plate is not a problem, or any thought that you have is not a problem, or create the intentional thoughts you want to lean into, that I only eat when I'm hungry. I only eat when I sit down. It feels doable when I think I'm going to eat one plate of food at a normal size, like those things.
Yes.
Okay.
That's great. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome very much. Now, so I'm still going to come back to that lamenting. Tell me more. Is that true? Are you really going to miss out by not having a big, was it a plate full of food or all the things?
Or more. Yeah. It's something we've always done in my household. No, I wouldn't miss out because I still get to enjoy the foods that I want for the holiday, but I just don't have to overdo it. But that kind of scares me.
Why?
You know, I'm not really sure, but I know there's something in there that is saying, you know, you might get out of control if you allow yourself to eat the normal foods. You're just going to keep eating them and want more and more.
These are the sentences. I'm so glad you're going to have this call to go back to.
Okay.
These are the thoughts that you need to show that you, one, you're going to know, need to know they're going to be on board. They're running in your brain right now.
Okay.
And so these thoughts are your triggers to like, oh, that's just some bullshit, but it feels really true to me. So when a thought feels really true and it keeps coming around, that's when we need to take it to pen and paper and look at it and show our brain how this is not true. I don't get out of control. I know exactly what to do. My brain is just throwing this to me, at me, because I'm trying something new this year. My brain maybe doesn't like something new this year. It's going to want a plate of food, and that's okay. My conscious brain's on board this year. It's just, there's just an old habit thoughts that just keep running around in the background. So these thoughts are the thoughts that feel true and that keep going around. That's what you journal, and you show your brain how they're not going to be a problem, that you're on to them.
Fantastic.
And that you are not missing out on anything, that you are leaning into and creating your new best life.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye. Oh, y'all. All right. Next we have Emily. And if we get time, it says it's tree. Hey, Emily, give me just 1 second to write a note for myself. 41, Emily. Thoughts to journal. All right, Emily. Tell me about your doable holiday planning. You look really familiar, too. I'm sure it's from the Kmart.
We had planning. We did coaching about, I think, a month ago.
Okay.
The ice cream and the successful urge sheets and... Oh, those have been amazing. Those successful urge worksheets, I've been stockpiling them. They're growing and growing, and it's great looking at them. And,
so good to hear.
Yeah, the ice cream hasn't been like on my mind. I have been going to that, so it's helped a lot. So.
Good. I'm so glad that I hope everyone hears that. Y'all do those sheets. Oh. They're gold.
Yeah. It's so nice to see them, and it's like, the rewards is like, oh, I get to fill another sheet out. Yay. Oh, I have to print more out. Yay.
Oh, so good.
So this for Thanksgiving, I wanted to get coached because typically I work for Thanksgiving, and this is the first year in like about 4 years that I'm not working on Thanksgiving. And so I'll be home having Thanksgiving meal with my family. And then the next day is my sister's birthday. So it's like, I'm having a lot of these thoughts of it's going to turn into a whole weekend party and then just continuing it on. And then next thing I know, it's going to be January 1st. It's like snowballing one holiday and one event into another. And so I'm trying to go through my thoughts, prioritize my thoughts, but it's just been like...
Okay, tell me, what do you mean prioritize your thoughts?
I mean, I guess not prioritize. It's just like, I'll have one thing and then it'll just jump to another thing and then it'll jump to another thing. So it's like a snowball.
Okay.
So I can't like, I've been having trouble focusing it on like one thing.
Is there a common thought that just keeps circulating around that what, like I was talking about with Linda, like that feels true and keeps coming back? Is it this is going to turn into a party? It's going to last all weekend?
Yeah. I think that's it.
Okay.
I guess like in the past, it's like, well, when the sisters get together, we just start drinking and then it's like snacking and then like the next day drinking, snacking. And so trying to break that cycle, and I'm trying to like see like the past is the past and I can learn from that. But then it's like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I appreciate this. I hear you. So how have you done any planning? Did I just ask that already? My brain has already forgotten.
You haven't. No, you're good. I haven't done any planning because we don't know what we're having for dinner yet. So we're not sure. I know I'm going to be making my mashed potatoes, which I make once a year, and I'm putting that on my plan because I enjoy that. It's a once a year treat, and like that's it. Like we only do that for Thanksgiving. And so I know I'm going to enjoy that. But other than that, don't have much of an idea of like what's going on the plan or anything like that.
So you've got Thanksgiving, your sister's birthday, Mm-hmm. And will this be 4 days? Will this be 2 days?
It'll definitely be two days.
Okay. So you have 2 days of, it's just 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
How do you want it to go?
I've mentioned in the chat, like my mantra has been that I keep telling myself for everything is like, social events are about the people and the discussions and not the food. So I really want to focus on not prioritizing the food and the drink, but actually like talking and catching up with my sisters and my parents and things like that.
Okay.
So I want that to be the focus of the 2 days.
Okay. So I'm just going to kind of run through these questions here on the mm-hmm. sheet with you.
Yeah.
So you know what you'll eat at this event for Thanksgiving. So the day after, you're not clear, but what are you going to do? Like good, better, best?
I'm guessing it's probably going to be leftovers.
Okay.
And then like maybe like a birthday dinner, like getting food out from my sister's favorite restaurant and having it delivered at the house.
Okay. What about a doable drink plan? Do you have a doable drink plan?
My doable drink plan, anything but tequila.
Okay. Well,
tequila things go out the door, and I'd say 5 drink maximum.
Okay, so this is good to know. This is what you need to be really clear about mm-hmm. going into the holiday or to this event.
Mm-hmm.
So Thanksgiving, will there be drinking?
Wine, yeah.
Okay,
like two glasses of wine on Thanksgiving.
Okay, I would be really granular. Like when you make this plan out, really uh-huh. granular about 2 glasses of wine. Mashed potatoes, like all the things that you know.
Right.
And for your sister's birthday, is this the day that anything but tequila goes? Or is this going to be.
If when we get together and there's tequila involved, then there's trouble. So.
Okay. So no tequila.
No tequila.
Are we clear on that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And I will tell my sisters in text tonight that we won't do tequila.
Okay. So what will you do?
Probably like rum and cokes.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
And how many will you have?
5.
Okay.
Maximum 5.
Yeah. And will this will be the only day? So I'm thinking this is Thursday and Friday and Saturday. What's Saturday look like?
Saturday is just relaxing at the house.
Okay. And is there food and drinking?
Saturday will be a normal day.
A normal day. And for you, a normal day means it's not a party day. It's not Thanksgiving or anybody's birthday. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So what excuses or thoughts or justifications do you think you might use on Saturday or even on Friday or Thursday that would get you off plan?
Not sure. I feel like Thursday I feel okay about.
Mm-hmm.
Friday it might be like the thoughts of mind as well, just have another.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what I want you to be prepared. Like that thought is one that you need to be aware of and that you're going to want to work around. I'm just going to want to have another. One more won't matter, something like that. That's that thinking. When I'm thinking this way, that's my cue to have, I want you to have some thoughts to challenge that, to show your brain that when I think this way, I'm going to think this way. How could you be thinking? In the moment when your brain says, I want to have another, what is your conscious brain right now? What would it say?
My goals are more important than another drink.
Okay. And that, is that true? Does that like get, does that like?
Yeah, that feels true.
Okay.
That is true.
That is true. And that's what, like with this planning, like I really want you like focusing in on each one of these days and being really specific. Use this event planning, doable event planning worksheet and get really specific and have these thoughts that you're going to, you know, that's going to run on repeat mm-hmm. and something to say with your conscious brain to help you. to be firm, be determined, focused.
Okay. Yeah. I think I just need to start practicing that thought of my goals are more important than XYZ now. And that way, like, almost like prepared and ready to come up that day if I need to.
So like just spend like an hour and like dump it all out on paper and just show your brain, okay, really, this is just 2 days. There's no drama here. It's 2 days. I can stop when I want to stop. This will end. This is not going to go all weekend. And on Saturday, I'm going to need to think this way. And on Sunday, I'm going to need to think this way. I'm making my decisions ahead of time. And that's what planning is all about. And you've shown you're the master. You've got your urges worksheets done. I mean.
Yeah. I think what I'm going to do also is Thursday morning is like sort of like how I've done for camps is like make a re-entry plan for Saturday.
Yes. Yes. That's like the next page on here is a doable re-entry plan. You're like page 40, y'all. She's ahead of this.
Yeah.
It's right here. It's got your breakfast and lunches on there. I mean, in the holiday planning, handling the holidays, so good.
Yeah. Okay.
You spend some time, watch them all, do the worksheets, get real granular. You know. Does that make sense? I think I've just heard Corinne say that so much that I'm just like, get granular.
Yeah, I'll have to look at the handling the holidays because I haven't been able to dive into that yet with school and everything. But this weekend, I'm planning on listening to things, the workbook and everything, writing it down.
Totally. Spend that time. Put all the thoughts on paper. Show your brain that these thoughts are not a problem. This is not going on all weekend. It's not going to be a giant party. Give yourself some boundaries. Know how much water you're going to drink. Know what booze is going to be on board on what days and what days not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You've got this. Thanks so much. Happy Thanksgiving and happy birthday to your sister. My birthday's Friday. It is.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. Good to see you.
You too.
Oh, y'all. All right. We got time for one more. Elaine, I'm going to call you up, promote you to panelist.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, so I'm a newbie from September.
Okay.
And
I can't see you just yet.
Oh, start video.
You got it.
Okay. I'm a newbie from September, and I do faithfully a 24-hour plan and a 24-hour assessment every day. I do a discovery worksheet if I eat off plan.
Okay.
I so relate to Corinne when she first started about eating a gallon of ice cream. I don't eat like that, but I love ice cream. I like chocolate chip cookies from the bakery. I like squares of dark chocolate. So my question is, there have been times in my plan when I haven't put any of those in there.
Okay.
And I think about them when they're not on there. I really want them. So how do I know when I'm ready to level up? Or is it, that's my question.
How will you know when you're ready? And what do you mean by level up? What is your goal? Is weight loss? Okay,
so it would be like if I'm having a treat at lunch and a treat at dinner, leveling up to only one of those, or leveling up to having no treat in a day.
Okay.
I don't know how I know, like it's not going to be so much problem in my mind thinking it's not on my plan. I want it.
Well, what about you from a place of curiosity, when you're ready, you think to yourself, you know, I think on this day, I'm willing to not have a treat on this day. Maybe you could put it on the plan, but that doesn't mean you have to eat it. I'm a big fan of putting food on the plan and then choosing not to eat it.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So you have your dessert on there and you just think to yourself, I can have it if I want it, but I'm really curious if today, if I can just, you know, not have it. How does that feel to you?
It feels very easy. And when those thoughts come up the next day, if I have a plan that doesn't have any of them, and I'm saying, I want it, then go ahead.
Okay, so I was going to offer, if you could put them on the plan for like the next 2 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. If you're currently having desserts twice or sweets twice a day, you could still put them on there and just choose not to have them. Okay. Build confidence with yourself, because you're experimenting, you're curious, you want to see what your brain thinks. And so pay attention when you have success. Notice what you were thinking and how good that feels, and really celebrate that, right? Have you heard Corinne say, do we celebrate our wins?
Our little ones, yes.
Yes. This is a huge one, right? And so really celebrate that and let your brain know, like, that you really like this and that you just did this. You did this with your brain. You made the choice. The thoughts are going to be there. The thoughts may come up because it's just a habit thought. Somewhere that thought has gotten you exactly what it wants. It knows. It just has to think, I want it, or something that simple. So I would suggest building confidence with yourself, and you can always have it on the plan. And just choose not to have it until you feel like you're in alignment and feel confident that you don't need to put it on the plan. And then maybe just work taking one day a week off.
Oh, okay.
Keep building your confidence, take it off another day.
All right.
But as long as you're getting the results you want, yes, you can still have your small dark. Did you say it was small chocolate or little squares? Yes.
2 squares of dark chocolate, 85% dark chocolate, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I think maybe you're saying my heart will know when I'm ready to give up.
Do you think your heart will know?
I do, yeah.
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 And it will come when you're ready. Like forcing it too soon, making it when you're not ready. But I can't, like, put it on the plan and just practice not having it. Just because it's on the plan, y'all, just because it's on the plan does not mean you have to eat it. And that's going to be win, because then there's no discovery worksheet. You build trust with yourself, confidence, like all the things. And it just grows from there. Like, and really brag on yourself. Like, I would get in there on the Facebook group and be like, I don't know, are you in the Facebook group?
Yes.
Like, woohoo, y'all. I just had dessert on my plan, and I chose not to eat it. It's just a decision.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Oh my goodness. Is there anything else?
No, that was so helpful. Keep putting it on my plan and seeing and trying to go without it.
Yeah. 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 And just be curious, be willing, and just know you're going to have the thoughts. And be like, of course I want it. It's good. But not, I'm choosing not to. It's just a choice. It's not a punishment. You're not in trouble. It's not punitive.
Okay.
It's because you just want to try. You just want to try it.
I like that. Thank you so much.
You are welcome so much. You got this.
Oh yeah. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, y'all. Aw. For some reason, all of a sudden, my eyes change role to attendee. No. Oh, did I do it? Okay, I did it right. I'm going to pop over here into the Q&A. Thanks, guys, for raising your hands. I'm going to let you know. Okay, where is the link? Okay, y'all, I'm sorry. No link to worksheet appeared in the chat. Did y'all get it figured out? Know that it is a... Know that this is all in handling the holiday. So I put the link to the camp and then handling the holidays, and the link to the specific worksheet was for the doable holiday event planning worksheet. All right, last question. Do you think making plans would help an overweight daughter? How do I present it to her without offending her? I don't know what to say. Okay, anonymous attendee, here's my thoughts on this. We can show up with love. right? We can't control anyone else's behavior. I mean, maybe this is the perfect weight she's supposed to be. This, was it daughter? Daughter. She gets to make her decisions, and this could be part of her journey. And we can show up in love. We can be the best role model that we can be. How can you show up as your best self and support yourself through this, through the holiday season? That would be my challenge for you. Anonymous attendee, how can I make time to do all the work? I feel like I'm failing. Okay, that is certainly not a helpful thought. And this is Corinne over and over and over again. I am not behind. I am exactly where I'm supposed to be. I am hearing exactly what I need to hear in this moment. I want you to just lean in, know that I am telling you this is how you get through this. You have the perfect amount of time to learn exactly what you need to learn, what you want to learn, and it is available to you when you are open and not feeling like you don't have time, because that's just not a helpful space to be in. That's not a positive energy for that. So thank you guys so much for being here tonight again. Corinne will be your next call on Wednesday, and hope you guys, and thank you for the birthday wishes, y'all. I'll be 53. And I'm going to try and post in the a picture. You guys will be so surprised. I'm so surprised. It popped up in my Facebook feed from 5 years ago. I broke my arm 5 years ago, one day before my 48th birthday. And this picture is super close to then. And I just really kind of had an aha moment. So be looking for that. When I get the words together, I'm going to post it. And you guys have a happy Thanksgiving. I'll be doing the Q&A, the Facebook Q&A next Wednesday, right before Thanksgiving. So y'all come with your good questions, and we will see you then. Good night, y'all.